Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wing and a pop-up on the infield. Who wants it? Bohm coming over. So's Turner. Bohm. Taller makes the catch. And that ends the ball game as Kirkering gets the save and the Phillies with a big home run from Kyle Schwarber and a big night on the mound for Christopher Sanchez. They beat the Marlins 2-1, and now it's back home to face the Mets with the top spot in the division on the line.
Oh, there it is. A big night, a big win, and it sets up a huge weekend at Citizens Bank Park. Welcome on in. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. As the Mets arrive to Philadelphia, we've got a lot to talk about. Scott Francis is going to join us at noon to preview the series, which is the biggest of the year by far. We will get to our reaction and our initial kind of thoughts on what will be the top three athletes at Philadelphia Sports, which will be unveiled by the afternoon show. So a lot to get to today. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, did you know that plumbers and electricians make over like $100 an hour?
I did not.
That's pretty good. Shout out to all the plumbers and electricians out there. We need some more plumbers, though. I do know that.
We need both. I mean,
we need. That's a nice little. That's a nice, and the benefits were nice. I don't know why.
Are you considering a late?
No,
I almost said late life. I meant. Are you considering a late career change? I didn't mean late life.
No,
that was a slip.
But I'm a fan. Oh, really? Like, you know how people always say, there's not a lot of good men out there, and they don't make a lot. Like plumbers and electricians, it's a damn good job with some really, really good benefits.
I respect anyone who does those jobs.
And especially plumbers, because there's a shortage of plumbers out there. There's a real shortage. So if you're thinking about getting a career, and if you're good at it, you make a pretty good living at that.
I agree. And right now, they're needed. I mean, certainly. Those jobs are always going to be needed. So good little advice there. And do you need a plumber? Is that what this is about?
No. Okay. It was just like, you know, I was on this web, like, you know, just my algorithm.
Yeah, of course.
And it was telling me the highest paying jobs in Philadelphia. Mm. Some of the highest paying jobs in Philadelphia. And plumber and electrician was like right there at the top.
What else was up there? Like your
steam
typical
fitters and stuff like that. You know, like stuff like that. Yeah. Steam fitters make a pretty good job. Like that, those livings, that's pretty good.
It's pretty good. You know what's pretty good? A Phillies win last night. Pretty good.
Great. Yes.
Really well pitched game by Sanchez. Schwarber with the home run. But I got to be honest. I'm past it. I'm over last night. I'm over this week. I'm on to tonight. I'm on to this weekend. Because
you and everybody else is as well.
Because the Mets are here. And it's time to make a statement. And you know what it is time for tonight? It's time for the Phillies to fully make me a believer in this team. And I haven't been there the whole year. Not that I think they're bad. I mean, obviously they're a good team and they're a probable playoff team. I've thought that the whole season. But I haven't really been all in because I just have this thing about them where it's like, are they really going to do what we want them to do?
And I hate it.
Yeah, and it's held me back. I mean, this team, I've been held back this season thinking that their flaws are going to hurt them.
Are you talking about the Phillies?
The Phillies.
No. We hate them.
Yeah, well, yeah, of course we hate the Mets. Yeah, but I've been held back on the Phillies. You know what the Phillies could do this weekend? They can make me a true believer. Go beat the Mets. And for me, this weekend is way more about the psyche of me as a fan and them as a team than it is about the standings. Like, yeah, I mean, if they win 2 out of 3, they're in first place on Monday. That's awesome. That's obviously what we want. But it's not about that. Like, first place, one out on June 23rd, it's not that much of a difference. What this weekend is about for me, and I said it a few weeks ago, I need to see them play and beat better teams. And they did beat the Cubs. That was a good series win. But that was also on the heels of them getting beat up by the Pirates. So it was tough to, like, really feel great because I was so down about the Pirates. Like, Phillies are playing good baseball now. And if they go out there and beat the Mets this weekend, I'm going to feel like, you know what? Maybe it is time to actually believe they're going to do something. This Phillies team is 4-12 in their last 16 against the Mets, including the 3-game sweep in Citi Field in April, including the playoff series last year. The Mets have been in their heads for a while. I think the Phillies deep down have been scared of the Mets, and I need that to change. The Phillies can make me a full-on, no-doubt believer this weekend. Hugh, what are you thinking as the biggest series of the year begins tonight?
I know it's a lot of baseball left to be played.
Yep.
But 5-4, 5-1, 4-3, and 10 innings.
That was the series in April.
That was the series in April. And, you know, you look at that last game, and they tried to rally a little bit. Wasn't the case. You need to go out there, and you need to send a message because, like you said, we got a chance this weekend to take over the lead and just not look back. You know, this team has been, for the most part, been kind of up and down as far as the way we look at them and everything. Mm-hmm. But this will go well for you to get them – To get them out, like, to keep them from living in your head rent-free.
And I think they have lived in them. You go back to last year, right? It was right around the London series.
Mm-hmm.
From that moment on, like, they've played 16 games. You pointed out the three this year. But the two teams have played 16 games in the last year or so. 4-12, that shouldn't be, right? The two teams are too close for it to be 4-12, right? Like, if it was...
Totally agree.
If they were, like, I don't know, 6-10, even 7-9 against them, I'd say, it's a small sample. Maybe you switch one or two games and it's, like, even. Whatever. What are you going to do? No, it's not. Like, the Mets have beaten the crap out of the Phillies for a year now, and I'm tired of it. Like, especially when the Mets come down here, it's the worst thing in the world when their fans come in here.
They're a lot. And it's going to be a nice night, too.
Yeah. Oh, it's going to be a beautiful night
tonight.
Well, it's going to get a little warm this weekend, but whatever. It's good. It's a perfect time. The Mets are struggling. This is their worst stretch of the year. They've lost 6 games in a row. They just got swept by a Braves team that hasn't been able to wake up the entire season. They have pitching issues. The Mets are going to have a bullpen kind of game tonight. I don't even know what they're starting tonight. Never heard of the guy. So, like, this is the weekend to do it. We got Wheeler on the mound tonight. We got Lizardo on the mound Sunday at home. This is the weekend to do it. If they win this series and they look good, I'm going to come in here Monday and be a full believer for the first time this entire season, the Phillies. Can the Phillies make you a full believer this weekend? 215-592-9494. What about you? Are you going to be a full believer or are you going
to... There's still a lot of baseball left to be played, but this will be...
June. You're doing the June.
No, I'm not doing the June thing. I'm just saying it's a lot of baseball left to be played. But you're talking about, when you talk about mentally,
yes,
getting in the Mets' head, because they're probably sitting here thinking... That, hey, you know, we've been on a little bit of a lose streak, but we going into Philly, we'll be all right.
I think you're right. They do think that.
You know
that.
What I mean? So now you come in and say, no, not today. Like Mutombo used to do. Shout out to Mutombo. Rest in peace. That's what you can do today. It starts tonight. And I think that even the way that Sanchez was on the mound last night, mm-hmm. I think the guys are feeling that a little bit. I think they're a little bit excited about this series coming up, coming home. And getting ready for this Mets series.
Yeah, and look, it goes beyond just this weekend. It goes beyond just the standings and who's going to win this division. I think the Phillies are going to see the Mets in the playoffs. Or there's a really good chance.
That's a good chance.
They're going to have to go through them in the playoffs. And right now, like as of this moment, I don't believe the Phillies think they could beat the Mets. Like I think they...
Think their confidence is wavering a little bit,
totally.
Joe?
I really do. I think we saw it in the postseason series last year. Like when Lindor walks to the plate... He has a swagger about him, a confidence. We haven't seen that out of the Phillies. Like Schwarber tends to bring that. Nobody else on this team. I even think Castellanos. Man, I don't even know if he knows what's going on half the time, but he brings a confidence in himself. But the Mets bring that, and the Phillies have it in these head-to-head games. I need the Phillies to beat the Mets more than I need to get on top of the standings on June whatever. I need to show the Mets they can't just push the Phillies around anymore. Because they've been doing it for a while.
Yeah, they need to jump on them like a bunch of crickets.
Yes.
And it's one of those things where, you know, like I said, cannot forget, still a lot of baseball left to be played.
I don't want to hear that.
But, you know, when you talk about...
A lot of baseball.
Well, it is. But when you talk about hitting a groove.
Yes.
This would be a good game to hit your groove.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, and tonight specifically, because tonight is Wheeler against, you know, they have pitching injuries right now. So they're starting a guy that just got here, basically. Triple-A pitcher just got here.
Take advantage of that.
Yeah, and I think tonight is the key to the series because the next two games are probably closer to toss-up games, right? Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe you win one, you lose one the weekend. You win tonight, you're going to win the series. Like, that's the way I look at it. They have to win the Wheeler game. I just want the Mets to walk out of here doubting themselves. Because when the Phillies play the Mets, the Phillies generally are the team that doubts themselves. 215-592-9494. Can the Phillies turn you into a true believer? Would a series win over the Mets this weekend? It's a clear yes for me. I mean, Hugh, it's only June Douglas over here. It's not quite there.
Come on, Douglas.
Come on, Hugh.
Man,
go
still
all
a lot
in.
Of baseball left
oh,
to be played,
stop.
Guys. But I'm with you. I am with you that this is an important series.
It's
walk
a
with me, Hugh.
Huge series.
Walk with you.
Walk well,
with
yesterday
you,
he tried to walk,
I walk
with you.
With you, Kyle. I'm with you, Kyle.
You're walking all
me
over
and Kyle,
me right now.
Listen, me and Kyle, we all did, but we cooked up an 8-leg parlay, man. We all in with this.
Yeah.
Why you don't, what?
I don't sense that you feel it in your soul, Hugh.
No. I do.
No, but you said it's still June and
it
stuff.
It is still June. I mean, you know, it's still
this
a lot
is
of
a huge
up.
Series.
See, no, because, like, here's the thing. You're making it the end all to be all,
yeah,
which
it is
important.
No, it's the end all.
It's important. But there's another side to this, which I don't think is going to happen. But there's another side, and I just don't
what does that mean?
I don't feel like being in here on Monday with a bunch of mopey Marvins. I just don't feel like doing that.
Well, that's
with
not.
Y'all.
But I'm not responsible
might not have
for
a choice,
me.
Bud.
Yeah, I'm not. If I'm a mopey Marvin on Monday, is that my fault? Is it my fault I'm a mopey Marvin, or the Phillies' fault? It'd be the Phillies' fault.
I kind of like mopey Marvin.
That's pretty good. I've never heard
we should
that
use that more. If I'm a mopey Marvin on Monday,
it's not your fault.
It's not my fault.
It's
don't blame me.
The ebb and flow of baseball. I mean, it's
no,
the truth.
No, hold on.
What do you
if
mean?
If they get smacked around by the Mets this
no,
weekend.
No, I didn't say. No, listen. They're not going to get smacked around, Joe.
If they get smacked around the division, they're not
going
to
get
division.
Smacked around.
Yeah, okay.
They're not going to get smacked around.
Well, but the Mets have been smacking them around for a year.
No, but they're not going to smack them.
Okay. Well,
they're not going to smack
them
around, especially
need.
Tonight. It's going to be probably, it's going to be an epic night.
City Connects.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
We got all.
Is it okay to get a jersey now? I can get a jersey.
Yeah, but what player? Did you get a Schwarber? He's an Ohio guy.
Yeah, that would be a good
one. Yeah, I mean, one.
I would like a I think I'd rather do the tee. I'm a T-shirt kind of guy.
Okay, so get a City Connect tee, you're saying?
The one that says the Phillies on the front.
Absolutely
yeah.
Can get one.
I need to
one.
Get that.
All right, 215.
You know somebody who hooked me up with that?
The Phillies team store. Yeah, I mean,
Cost a lot of money.
What do you mean hook you up? We get a discount in there.
Wait,
you know
till you
that.
Win this 8-leg parlay.
Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah. Hey. You know what? That's what I'm gonna have to do. I hit this parlay. Ooh, it's on and popping.
I don't even think you can get a T-shirt for the parlay on $2.
I don't know. This 8-leg. Ooh, it's, we have some
maybe.
Pretty good odds.
Yeah, you definitely couldn't afford a jersey on a $2 parlay bet. Anyway, 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
Jeff.
I got to agree with you here. We definitely need more plumbers, electricians, and bricklayers.
No question. No question.
See, Joe thought you was about to agree with the other thing. He was already going here. He was like, oh, here we go.
I'm thrown off. I haven't had power since 5 p.m. last night, so I'm thrown off. So I am
going to agree with Joe on the Phillies. You know, it's not even about the standings right now because it's June. It's about asserting your dominance.
That's right. That's right. We got to smack back. They've been smacking us, Schiff. We got to smack them back.
Yeah, it's definitely a statement series. You know, they got to win minimum 2 out of 3 to put themselves to give everybody. Well, I'm already thinking they could get to the World Series if they're playing the way they're supposed to be playing. Mm. And this will, if they play the way they're, you know, this will prove it this weekend. This is it. So, yeah, I'm with you, Joe. I think they need to, that everybody needs to step up here.
Well, all hands on deck.
Yeah, and especially, and Jeff, good call, man. Especially tonight. Like, tonight sets the tone for the weekend. Wheeler's on the mound. They have a kid I've never heard of before pitching in the game, and they've lost 6 in a row. Like, the thing the Phillies could do this weekend is almost shift the doubt back to the Mets, right? Yeah. The Phillies, I feel like, have been the team that doubts themselves in this rivalry for a year now, or, you know, a better part of a year. If the Mets come in here and get swept, they'll have lost 9 in a row. Like, that's crisis mode up there for them. Kyle, what are you feeling as we get Phillies, Mets, and I know you're going to the game.
Yep.
Can they turn you into a true believer this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, come on, Douglas.
No fighting tonight.
That
no
downer
Kyle.
Douglas.
Only fighting
tonight.
Is the Phillies fighting the Mets.
No brawling.
Well, I don't know how you can be a baseball fan and not feel the juices flowing.
No, I feel
when it. Comes, no, I'm not talking about you at this point. I'm basically like, I'm talking to the people who have been in wake me up in October mode for the entire season.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basketball's about to end. Hockey's over. This is what we got. If you like baseball, we have Phillies Mets on the first day of summer with the division tied, right? The Phillies can prove that, one, to themselves, that they can hang with the Mets, that the shadow of October and even what happened earlier in the season in April is over. Like, it's time. Go put the doubt in the Mets' head. Go put the confidence in your head. Like, go step on their throat this weekend. Kick their ass. The Mets are free-falling right now, and the Phillies are scrapping and clawing without their best player in the lineup. Like, I'm so pumped for this series. Like, the Phillies can absolutely – I just don't understand what other boxes they can check from now until October.
There's really not much but the Mets.
Right, yeah. Because, like, listen, I can't predict who's going to be healthy, who's going to be injured, you know, from now until then. Like, that's totally out of my control. Nobody has that kind of foresight. What I can see is that this team can step up to the moment, can rise to the challenge. Like, this is really the last thing that I need to see, that they got that monkey off their back. Go take down the Mets, go take the division lead, and then don't look back. Like, this is the time. Let's do it.
Yeah, but I will say this to that. Because at one point, wasn't the Mets running away with this division?
So they were up, I think,
like 8 games or something crazy?
I think 5.5 was the biggest gap.
They sound better.
It does sound better.
It sounds better. But, you know, 5.5 games.
Let's go with 12.
And it looked like, since we're embellishing the scores.
Yeah, I mean, did you guys know the Mets were up 14 games 2 weeks ago?
No.
Unbelievable.
But the point is this. They looked at one point during the season like they were unstoppable. Mm-hmm. And they looked like they were just going to run away with the hitting that they had going on, the pitching and everything. And now look where they are. You know, we look up a couple weeks later, and we're like, oh, wow, we're 4 games behind them. And now it was two games. Now we got a chance to take the lead. That's what I'm talking about. Everything that you're saying is true. I'm with you on that. But you have to keep it going. You have to keep your head about you. You can't be in a situation where you push all your eggs into this basket, and once you get this goal, then you just kind of take a relax a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
No, I understand that. And no matter what happens this weekend, that's why this. It's not, to me, so much about the standings. It's about the feeling. This is the – because, you know, I don't think the Phillies fear the Dodgers, right? Oh, they haven't been as good as them over the course of seasons.
You mean the Dodgers fear – the Mets fear the Phillies?
Well, I don't know. I'm talking about the other teams. Like, the Phillies play the Dodgers.
Gotcha,
when the Phillies
play
the Dodgers, I think they get up for the series. They play them hard. They just beat the Cubs twice this year. The one team over the last year that the Phillies seem to – there's something like – there's a disconnect. It's the Mets. I think the Mets are in their heads. I think Lindor's in their heads. I think Alonso's in their heads. Uh-huh. And I need that to stop because, first of all, it's annoying. I mean, beyond the standings and beyond they're a roadblock.
The Mets are very annoying.
The Mets are annoying. And there's almost nothing worse in sports than a good Mets team because they're mouthy fans. So shut up.
Yeah. Like, I think the variance in how
– they have mouthy fans.
The variance in how Phillies fans can feel come Monday – is massive. Like, one, I think everybody should become believers if they beat the Mets. But conversely, they lose to the Mets again with Wheeler on the mound and Lizardo Sunday. Yeah. Like, we're sounding the alarms. I don't care if they just beat up on the Marlins and whatever. Like, this is the series right here. This is the biggest series to date, biggest series since that October series versus the Mets. Like, this is the time.
Yeah. What did you call it? Marvins? What are they? What was the thing you said?
Mopey Marvins.
Mopey Marvins. Want you to get ready for Monday, because Kyle just kind of laid it out. There's a couple extremes here. Hugh, if they sweep the series, if they sweep the Mets, we are printing the World Series tickets on Monday. I'm just letting you know that, okay?
I mean, I understand.
If they get swept by the Mets, the season is canceled. I'm just letting you know what's on the line this weekend.
I understand what I'm dealing with, and I will be mentally prepared for whatever happens Monday. It's going to be a good Monday.
Well, that's what I'm hoping for.
You got to speak it into existence.
Let's go! Let's go. All right, let's go to the phone lines here. Ron and Monco starts us off. What's up, Ron?
Good morning.
Hey, Ron, turn that radio down there, buddy.
Turn the radio down?
Yeah, a little bit. Just because of the feedback. Thank you, sir.
Hey, so listen. Yeah, this is a big series with the Mets, okay? Mm-hmm. But check this out. I told you, it starts in June 20th. Then you go to Houston. Then you go to Atlanta. Then San Diego. Foul ball, Cincinnati. San Fran, San Diego.
Who cares? We got the Mets this weekend, Ron. Lock in.
I get that. But
thanks for updating me on the Philly schedule.
Okay, they have to hit. Are they going to hit? They can't hit. Good pitching. They can't hit. What was the scores against of the Marlins? They won, 2-1 last night?
But a win is a win.
2-1, 4-2. 2-1, 4-2, 5-2. Those are the wins. All right?
When you're playing these teams. Mm-hmm. Try to say that when you play Houston.
Yeah, you got Houston coming up next.
I got to worry about the Mets series.
Yeah.
You, this is a gauntlet. You're going to have to drink heavily for the next 6 weeks. I mean, a lot of bourbon, dude. A lot of bourbon.
And
if they come back in one piece, it'll be a miracle.
Oh, so you're setting the stage for this thing falling apart?
So, Ron, the gauntlet is it starts with the Mets.
It goes through the All-Star break.
You got Houston, and then you got the Braves.
Well, it goes further than that.
Okay.
All the way to the end. I think it's San Diego, Cincinnati, San Diego, San Francisco, all the way through the All-Star break. Yeah, it's a lot.
We got the Mets.
But it has to start with this series, Ron.
Well, guess what? They have to beat the Mets.
I agree.
That's what we said.
We only took two minutes here.
Yeah, but the only way they make the playoffs is if they win the East, because the wild cards are going to the West.
You might be right. I mean,
We'll see.
No, we're not always right.
Grow up,
Ron. That's not true.
Is there a new clue today that I can pull my hair out about?
Really? You just covered all the bases.
We didn't even set it up yet, Ron.
He taking shots at
everybody.
We
didn't even set it up. You don't have any. You're not ready. We're not ready.
We don't want you at the Phillies game.
They even let him in the park anymore?
They shouldn't.
Well, are we doing Hughes Clues today?
Yeah, we're doing Hughes Clues. No, we're doing Tri-Day.
I was about to say, because if we were, hey, listen, I could cook one up for you real quick.
No. We like to give the people a break on a Friday. Like, give them something everyone has a shot at.
I cook one up for you right now, real quick.
After 4 days of Hughes Clues, think about all the people out there who don't have power right now, including me. They have no power. They got to listen to you with your nonsense clues for 4 hours.
I give great clues. I don't care what nobody says.
Listen, everyone out there who needs a break from Hughes Clues, we're doing something different today. All right? So just stay tuned. All right? 215-592-9490. None of them is traumatized. It's just, this week has been a week where I think people are just... Maybe it's the heat because it got really hot.
Like, yeah, they burnt out on my clues.
Yeah, no, they're on edge. I think people are on edge. The Phillies Mets get you on edge a little bit here. Hughes Clues get you on edge. Your power going out. Yesterday, for the second time this week, a caller called WIP and said Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino. So, like, there's a lot that have people on edge.
It's Philadelphia, man.
Yeah.
You got to let the people live their truth, man.
Yeah.
Gotta let them live it.
Yeah, like you encourage people to lie to themselves.
Live their truth.
That's like, code for lying.
It's not lying.
It is.
It's live your truth.
It's not live the truth. It's your truth. Oh,
that's what I said. Live your truth.
Yeah, but
if
those
you
are lies.
Feel like you're probably the only one, but if you feel that Jalen Hurts is better than Dan Marino, then live your truth.
Yeah, but see, you allow people to live in La La Land. I'm more for accountability.
Isn't that what we do every day, though? Don't we live in La La Land every day?
No.
We do.
No.
We do live in La La Land.
You might live in La La Land.
I mean, you're right there with me, Joe.
No, I feel like I'm grounded in grounded in reality.
Don't lump me in with you.
Just Mopey Marvin, like, fans.
Mopey Marvin? Like, I'm the one saying this series decides the season. You're the one over there saying it's June.
For this weekend.
I am pumped up.
You're bringing me down.
I'm ready to go. I'm just being realistic about this thing.
Realistic. Now, but this, we're being realistic. But the
reality kind of moves as it moves. It's like water. It kind of, you know, ebb and flow.
There's your truth. All right, 215-592-9490. Forget the Phillies make you true believers with a series win over the Mets. We have a tri-day. We're putting used clues on ice for today. We have a tri-day Friday for a pair of Phillies tickets to the game on Tuesday, July 1st. Plus, Phillies injury update. Could we see the return of Bryce Harper as early as tonight? We'll let you know about that next. 215-592-9494 as we get pumped for the Phillies and the Mets. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.